Hey everyone, this is Daniel from Phone Arena with the LG Optimus L7. That's the top shelf representative of the company's new line of affordable handsets with the supposedly more appealing L-style design. It's coming with an ice cream sandwich out of the box, which is always a plus. Top shelf in the L line doesn't mean much in terms of specs, as the Optimus L7 still rocks a single core processor, WVGA screen resolution, 5 megapixel camera on the back, but it's not breaking the bank either. And LG is introducing a new design paradigm in the L series, which it says consists of 5 elements. But to us, it looks like the run-of-the-mill rectangular black plastic slab. The only thing classing it up is the metal used here in the power lock key and the metal plate around the 5 megapixel camera with LED flash on the back. The keys, both the power lock button here and the volume rocker on the left, are too flush with the surface, not very easy to find and press, and don't have a very good tactile feedback, unlike the home key here underneath the display, which is perfectly positioned, very well aligned here, and easy to press with good tactile feedback. It's comfortable to hold and operate the phone with one hand, as it's pretty thin at 8.7 millimeters. Sub 10 millimeter phones are not sight unseen these days, though, despite that LG says it uses the so-called floating mass technology for the display, which allows for thinner handsets with brighter screens. The display is indeed bright, 450 nits, that's above average, but the screen reflectance is also above average, meaning that outside in broad daylight you might have issues with sunlight visibility. The display has vivid colors, good viewing angles, but at 480 by 800 pixels of resolution, the pixel density is about the minimum we would expect from a 4.3 inch screen. Now let's have a look how the interface looks like on this screen of the LG Optimus L7. Having Android ice cream sandwich is always a plus right out of the box, and that's what we have here on the LG Optimus L7. Of course, LG has skinned it with its own Optimus UI backgrounds and icon designs to position it as a true LG Android device. There isn't an abundance of new widgets that come with the phone. Widgets like LG's own LG Smart World for curated apps, you can count on one hand. Everything else is stock Android ICS widgets. There are a couple of cool transitional effects for moving from a home screen to a home screen. We right now have the carousel. We can choose something else, like panorama, for example. And here we go. A totally different transitional effect, pretty cool. LG has traditionally excelled at the connectivity toggles it provides in the pull-down notification bar. And here it makes no exception. They're taken to a whole new level. You can add each and every radio connectivity switch here in the notification bar and sound profiles to boot. If they don't fit on one screen, you can just scroll them left and right, and you have a very easy access to all of your connectivity radios and sound profiles. We've turned on NFC, as you can see. There are three smart tags provided in the box for sleep, office, and car mode. When you touch the phone with its back to the smart tag, it changes its profile to a preset mode, which includes different settings for connectivity radios, screen brightness, and sound profiles. It's pretty cool to show off, but a little bit gimmicky. Typing on the virtual keyboard is easy, as the phone has a large display and the keys are well spaced out. Still, we don't have to overly stretch your thumb if you want to type with one hand. Pretty decent experience with typing is what we have on the LG Optimus L7, aided by their excellent Android ice cream sandwich virtual keyboard. The excellent stock Android 4.0 browser needs no introduction. That's what we have on the Optimus L7. LG has only added this small pull-up tab here at the bottom for quick access to bookmarks, the homepage and such. Since we have a single core processor, don't expect rendering to be as fast and pristine as on the multi-core phones. Scrolling, panning around, zooming, we came across quite a few bottlenecks with it. Despite that the phone doesn't render the page in real time when you zoom in, for example. Text reflow upon double tap worked as advertised, fitting the article text in the screen width. But still, since we have a 1 GHz Qualcomm Snapdragon S3 processor, 512 MB of RAM only, the browser is not as fast and fluid as we used to with the multi-core handsets. Thankfully, the screen is large enough to make browsing experience tolerable, and the browser itself is pretty capable rendering Flash and so on. The music player takes cues from the stock ICS interface with an overhaul towards simpler visuals, and we have tapped categorization of your tunes by artist albums, playlists, folders and so on. We don't have any equalizer presets, only a couple of audio effects which are only working in headset mode though. The loudspeaker on the phone is about average, not too strong and a bit flat sounding. Now let's have a look at the video playback. The other part of the multimedia capabilities of the phone. The phone is able to play DivX XVAD files right out of the box, but you still have to register at the DivX website with the provided code so you can play those. And the phone only runs videos up to the screen's resolution, 800 by 480, and that's about it. You can change the brightness level directly from the video player interface. You can stream the video to your DONA enabled equipment, which is managed by the dedicated app. And that's about it you can do with your videos. Again, you can only run videos up to the screen resolution. The fairly standard 5 megapixel camera on the LG Optimus L7 is accompanied by an LED flash and is managed by the same Optimus UI interface we used to. No ICS shenanigans like taking pics while shooting video or zero shutter lag. The processor camera combo are not just not capable of these. We do have, however, the continuous shooting mode and panorama functions that come with the Ice Cream Sandwich camera API, as well as the usual scene mode basics, and that's about it. The pictures, however, turned out soft and sport bland colors, plus some sections easily get overexposed, and inside pics get very noisy, all resulting in a below average image quality. The situation with video is no better, and the camera can't even muster the strength to shoot in HD. We only have a VGA video definition here in a day and age where most phones are shooting in HD. Despite being the flagship of the new L series, the LG Optimus L7's main virtue is that it ships with Android Ice Cream Sandwich out of the box rather than its design and specs. The handset is indeed thin and light, but the chassis looks pretty ordinary with its rectangular shape made of black plastic, despite this metal plate around the camera module. Whether it's the software optimization or just the single core processor and 512 megabytes of RAM schmoozing around this interface here, the browser and the apps isn't devoid of some slowdowns and interruptions. There are some really neat ideas here in the interface, like this scrollable toggles here in the pull-down notification bar, which make turning on and off radios or profiles a breeze. These are overshadowed by mediocre pictures and video quality, however. On top of that, the LG Optimus L7 has to battle a lot of more capable phones in its market segment. The HTC One V runs Android 4.02 but sports a more interesting design, the FunctionalSense 4.0 UI, and has a much more capable camera with zero shutter lag. So an Xperia U might have a smaller screen, but it's cheaper and has a dual-core processor, more memory, and also has a more capable 5-megapixel camera than the L7. The Galaxy Ace2 is also a good alternative for its dual-core CPU and a very good snapper, but it's tied up with Gingerbread for now. You have to have a fairly larger display, we know, with Android handsets. That's what a lot of people prefer, so then you can have a look at the Sony Ericsson Xperia Arc S, despite that it still hasn't been updated to Android ICS. Its price is down to Optimus L7 levels, but it has a more appealing design, plus an 8-megapixel camera capable of HD video, which the L7 can do. It only shoots in VGA. This was a video review of the LG Optimus L7 from Phone Arena. For more information about this and other handsets, you can visit us at phonearena.com. Thanks for watching.